This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. With Sunday night's victory against the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup for the third time. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports downtown Denver went wild.
In drunken revelry and on camera, fans threw chairs and tables, hung scooters from traffic signals, jumped on cars, and set small fires as riot cops stationed around Denver's city center stood guard to prevent all-out hockey fan mayhem. Mostly, the strategy worked, and nearly everybody went home at the end of the night. One 20-year-old man was arrested, according to Denver police. The alleged crime? Discharging fireworks. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
An audio recording released last week of a meeting between former Douglas County Superintendent Corey Wise and two school board members shows them giving him an ultimatum: resign or be fired. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The tape contradicts testimony given under oath by school board president Mike Peterson about the same meeting. Peterson testified in a court proceeding that he and another board member did not ask Wise to resign at the meeting. He said they asked him to consider a variety of options. Highlands Ranch resident Robert Marshall submitted the audio recording as part of his lawsuit against the board majority.
Under Colorado's constitution, perjury bans a person forever from holding public office in this state.
The board's conservative majority, led by Peterson, fired Wise without cause in February. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org.